Self-Mastery Radio. Master your mind. Master your emotions. Master yourself. Hosted by Robbie Cornelius.
We are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome to Self-Mastery Radio. Damn, camera got getting a whole shot of my lap and everything. This is wild. Welcome back to Self-Mastery Radio, though. What's poppin'? What's going on? As I got out of meditation this morning, I thought about how beautiful it is, how amazing it is to be peaceful inside of yourself. Being peaceful inside of yourself is the fountain of the youth. Do you know how many people live a life full of anxiety, frustration, mental dis-ease? Inner peace in the future and in the present is priceless. There's so many benefits to being calm that it would take me all day to tell you about all of those benefits, because there's just so many of them. There's so many benefits to remaining calm, peaceful. One of the ones that comes to mind for me is simply being able to control yourself more. When you are able to control yourself more, you're able to control your life more. And who doesn't want more control over their lives? Oh, I forgot. I live in America. There's a lot of people that don't want to own their own life. There's a lot of people that don't want to control their life. My bad. But for those of us who do, learning to be peaceful inside of ourselves, learning to be peaceful is one of the most important things you can learn how to do. You know, I talk about this every single day. I talk about controlling your thoughts, controlling your breath. I talk about controlling your emotions, because let's be honest, if you can control your emotions, you're going to be a hell of a master. Because a lot of people can't. Because a lot of people can't control their emotions, a lot of people believe that emotions are just random. A lot of people believe you can't control your emotions. I beg to differ. I've been begging to differ all my damn life. I beg to differ, though. So, I know I got on some tight-ass pants right now, but here's the deal. The reason why I'm focused right here on this waist area of mine is because I wanted to highlight something. If you're listening on my podcast, you know, just audio, of course, you won't be able to see this, but you can imagine. So while I was sitting in meditation today, it occurred to me, you know, I pride myself on this technique I developed over the years called CMB, which stands for Command My Brain. But that's really the tip of the iceberg when it comes to programming your mind. you first have to understand that the entire body is the mind. Most people think that the mind is just located in the head. That's a part of the mind. But your feet are also a part of your mind. Your stomach is a part of your mind. Your entire body is a part of your mind. Once you really grasp this, you'll start to gain a broader perspective on what I mean when I say master yourself. So as I'm sitting in meditation today, I was drawn to my waist area, particularly around my navel area. And the reason why the navel area is so important is because this is essentially your life portal. This is where you were connected to your mother in the womb. I like to look at this area as the superconscious mind. So it's one thing to start programming your brain with the beliefs that you want to embody. That's at a conscious level a lot of times. So you got your conscious mind, is what I call the brain. And I know scientifically this might be different, but from a spiritual aspect, I'm looking at my brain as my conscious mind, my heart as my subconscious mind, and my navel area as my superconscious mind. And from my personal experience, my beliefs change quicker when I remember to focus on my super subconscious mind. When I focus on this area and I'm visualizing, when I don't hold the image in my conscious mind, but I bring the image down here and I imagine the image to be visualized in my super subconscious mind, or super conscious, however you want to put it, the root, because this is a root. This is like a tree, right? If you wanted to change the type of tree or the type of fruits that were sprouting on a tree, let's imagine that your life is the byproduct of the fruits that you've produced. Let's imagine you are a farmer. Your life, this everything that you have, your results are the fruit that you produced. If you wanted apples, but the tree kept producing pine cones, would you get mad at the tree? Or would you plant another seed? I hope you didn't say you'd get mad at the tree, because that's dumb as hell. You plant another seed. And so when you're diving into your super conscious mind, you're able to plant new seeds, because literally this area of your body, your gut area, your navel, all of this is where your creation, right down here in your lower levels, is where creation happens. Literally, this is where the seeds are produced. Go down to when you're meditating, put your attention on your waist area and visualize from there. Do your affirmations from there. This will bring you right to the source of creation, the source of manifesting. This is where your creative faculties reside, all down here. Most people are trying to do it up here because it's convenient, because this is where you spend most of your time. Most of your awareness is in your brain, in your waking day. But the change happens down here in the soil. Your superconscious mind, the root. So when you're visualizing, you close your eyes, you visualize the image happening at your root level, because we're changing the seeds, we're planting new seeds. And when you continue to nurture those seeds by visualizing every day on that area, you start to nurture that seed and that seed starts to grow. And as that seed starts to grow, you start to produce new fruit in your life. See, often the conscious mind, which is your brain, often that conscious mind is so logical sometimes that when you try to dream of a bigger, better life for yourself, your conscious mind will try to talk you out of it by telling you to be realistic, by telling you, oh, what's possible? Oh, maybe this is possible. Maybe that's not possible. You'll try to think every step out, because this is limited. As powerful as it is, and it's very powerful, your brain is still limited. And the reason why your brain, you think about it, your conscious mind will accept anything you give it. For the most part, if you give it to the brain repetitiously, it will start to accept it. But if you want to really change your life for the better and have that change stick with you, you want to drop down to your waist area, where all your sexual organs are, where all your, where your life portal is. You want to drop down where your creative faculties are. Think about it. When you go to sleep at night, you release awareness of who you think you are, which is your conscious mind. You bypass the subconscious mind, which is the mind of emotions. And then you drop down into the creative state. This is where all your dreaming takes place. You drop down in this area. This is where all your attention goes at night. You, and then boom, you drop down. So when you meditate and when you visualize, you want to learn how to do that while you're doing meditation and visualization. You want to drop down to that area that, because that's where all, when you dream at night, you can't tell the difference between the dream and reality. When you're dreaming, you think it is reality because you've dropped down into this world of unlimited possibilities. That's why no matter how crazy the dream is, you believe it's real. Because down here, anything is possible. Up here, some great things are possible for sure. And up here, some great things are possible. But this is limited. This won't accept it until this accepts it. Okay? And then the body won't accept it until your creative faculties accept it. So that's why you want to get your body involved with your daily transformation. You want to bring your body into the picture, your entire body, because like I said, your body is the mind. So now we're going beyond theory and we're talking about something that you can do practically. You can put this into practice. Takes a sip of the venti white chocolate mocha. Not sponsored by Starbucks, but I drink enough of it. Damn it, I should be. Visualize from your root area, basically what I'm saying, to sum it all up for you. Visualize down here. Meditate down here. It's going to transform your life for sure, because this is the fruits that you bear. This is the seed that produces the fruits that you bear. So if you don't like the things that you have right now, go down to your root area and change the seed. Bang, bang, bang. If you got that knowledge, if you picked up that, if you could just use that, your life gonna change. Guarantee. Master yourself. Make sure you share this information with somebody you feel like deserves to hear it. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you are on YouTube, which I highly suggest that you do because I'm sharing more stuff on YouTube, make sure when you subscribe to the channel, turn on the notification button so that YouTube will let you know when I post a new video. The podcast is booming. The numbers are astronomical on the podcast itself. YouTube numbers, whew, they looking bad. I need you to turn it on. Also, I need you to share this content. Much love, continue to master yourself, and I'll talk to you next time.